Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wondering what's next in your business or personal life? Welcome to Success to Significance, Life After Breaking Through Glass Ceilings, a podcast dedicated to helping you with all of life's challenges, discoveries, and opportunities. Whether you're seeking a new career, retirement, or simply wanting to make an impact in your community or the world, join Jen Duplessis and her guests as they explore how to start, what to do when you're in the thick of a change or growth, and how to leave a mark in this world after breaking through your next achievement. You are moments away from the aha you've been seeking.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode. I am so delighted to have you here today. And I want to thank you if this is your first time listening. And of course, if you've been listening for a while, thank you so much for continuing to do so. And I want to remind everybody when we're finished, and I will remind you when we are finished, to make sure that you give us a great 5-star rating and write a review. You have to put at least a few words in there for the review to take hold. So the more that you do that, the more we can continue to bring you on these great podcasts and great interviews. And my guest today is Cass Thomas. She is a... That's so cute. Most people don't do that. I love that. See, you got to watch the video to know what just happened, right? Her life has been nothing short of an adventure. Having started working at the early age of 14, she has had a sense of pride, commitment, and passion for everything that she's done. She's worked in the hospitality world. She's worked on Broadway. She in theaters. She now currently lives overseas. And although if you're listening from overseas, you're wondering what overseas means, but she lives between Italy and Spain or France? I can't remember what you just told me.
Yes, it's been all over the world. Actually, I travel around the world a couple of times a year. Yeah,
that's awesome. So she lives everywhere. She's a nomad, you know, and I feel like I'm a nomad sometimes too. But her real calling is finding her calling as an empowerment and transformation coach, teaching consciousness. So welcome to the show, first of all, Cass. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you so much. Grazie, as I would say. Thank you.
Merci.
Merci aussi.
Yes, I know some French. Well, I'll give you a little background here. One of the things that I do is I have something called 7 strategies to change your business mindset. And I really feel like this is something that I encourage all my students, my coaching students, and people that, you know, when I'm on a podcast, that I say, hey, go get that. And it's a very thought-provoking PDF that just asks several questions. But one question in particular is about knowing where you're at right now. And not really even knowing, just thinking through that and saying, is where I'm at right now where I want to be? Should I be moving out of my comfort zone? Are there some relationships that need attention, that feel bad, that I need to be working on? Have I set boundaries for myself so that I could live the best life for me? And that particular question is why I was so interested in having you on the show, because it's all about the consciousness. And I think that, you know, we're recording this towards the end of 2021. It'll be released sometime in January, but this is a perfect time of the year to be exploring this. So I know you have, you know, you're an author, look at all the books behind you, you know, and your most recent book is Dancing with Riches. And it's the riches that you have in your life. And then you have your book, 7 Steps, and obviously in many, many languages. So the first thing I want to talk about is the relationship that we have with ourselves. And then we can talk about communication, because I know that's something else that you love. So tell us about how you explored this in your life, you know, and started really becoming aware of the relationship you had with yourself, because I know you do a lot of body work. We just run 100 miles an hour and we don't stop to think what our body is telling us or what our spirit is telling us inside. So have at it.
Can I just say I love you, Jen?
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. Because I feel so at home with this conversation.
Oh, well,
and
thank you.
Your PDF is about 7 and the 7 steps. And the first phase of that my 7 steps program is about connecting with you.
Yeah.
So that's your question, you know, because a lot of times it's 7 steps to flawless communication, the book. And the program that I have there teaches around the world. And so many people ask me about communicating, you know, how do you communicate? I really would like, this is my goal in communication. I'd really like to better my communication, either with themselves, with their body, with their friends, with their employees, partners, with their jobs. And so many people try to communicate when they're not really connected with themselves.
Right.
So that first, you know, isn't it? So that's what
it's
I was saying.
True.
I
love it. That's why I asked the question, you know, put your mask on first, right?
Exactly. And the first phase, the first two steps of, and the seven steps and my three steps program is connect with you. Connect with you, because it all types of communication, all communication, it starts with you. And how often do we think somebody's not really receiving us, or something that we're doing, like you were saying, is not working for us? But is that true? Because if you're not connected with yourself, if you're not having a presence in your life, is it with you that it's not connecting? Or is it with that role model or that idea of
image,
idol that you, in that image, thank you, that you think you should be? You know, one of the, my tagline in that first book is, there's so much more that unites us than separates us, right? I mean, you've got a body, I've got a body, we've both got a little bit of lipstick, you know, but no, that's not what I meant. But the thing is that what's different about us is not what's wrong about us. And a lot of times we don't want to acknowledge that. But what if that was our unique brand of magic? And so if you're willing to recognize that your home is the same as everyone's, everyone else's, you live on planet Earth, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
In Pennsylvania, yeah, so do I. So your home is the same as everyone else's. So then you can step out and share that with the world and invite others to see that. And that's why I love the name of the podcast too. It's not just about you having success. It is also about you recognizing how that can be a contribution for not only your future, but the future of others. So I hope that responds to your question.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it definitely does. I mean, I, thank you so much. That was very poignant and, you know, very important to, because I asked a very direct question and you answered it very fluffy, which I love because it was needed to get us started, right? Because I just go for it. But this concept of consciousness for ourselves, you know, really just increasing awareness. You know, I have a story, I probably said it on this podcast before, but, you know, I have a story of an event that I had put on and, you know, and I run around like a chicken with my head cut off because I think, oh, all these people are coming to this event. I got to say hi to everybody. It's like a bride at a wedding, right? I got to say hi to everybody. And I later said to several of the people that are there, hey, could you give me three words to describe me? Because I'm working on my brand. This is before, this is years ago, but I'm working on my brand. Give me three words to describe. And of course, everything came in with all these beautiful accolades. Oh, you're great, great. And I, oh, yay. And then one came in saying not present. And I thought, oh, I have to put my big girl panties on and I have to call this person because if I don't address this, that's not good, right? I have to address this. So I call and I go, hi, Chip. So you said this and I don't really know and I'm afraid to ask. And, you know, his point was that everything I was doing was outward, pushing outward, the busyness of being busy, the glorification of being busy. And I wasn't connecting with anyone, but that's because I wasn't connecting with myself because I had this preconceived notion of who I needed to be rather than being, right? It's that difference between doing versus being. I think that that's what you brought up when you answered this question is that we have to increase the awareness and the consciousness of how we're showing up so that we can make that impact on ourselves and the rest of the world. There's so many opportunities I'm sure I missed because I wasn't present, even though I was there. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So, you're bringing tears to my eyes. I'm just saying, I'm just so, you know, it's so in line with what I actually also invite people to. So I love it. And even if you've said this on many different podcasts,
yeah,
I'm sure there's a slight difference in the way you're saying it now.
Yeah.
And you are very present. So please acknowledge that.
Yeah. Well, I've worked on it. I've worked on it for years, for years. So that said, then how does someone start creating that self-awareness, self-consciousness to really dig deep and find their own vulnerability? I have a little plaque over here that says, be yourself, everybody else is taken, right? How does someone dig in, right? Dig in and find themselves so that they can make connections later after they've connected with themselves.
Right. Whatever way works for them. Obviously, I have several different ways that I invite people to do that, but and very simple ways, because it's quite easy to focus on business, to focus in on other people, to focus on things that are outside of you. You know, that expression, right? That the universe, God, Allah, Buddha, however you want to say it,
right,
has hidden us in a place where we would never look inside of ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So actually recognizing what is your vibration, it's slightly different. But since we're all home here, if you were not connected with what is in your vibration, there's something missing in the world. A lot of times we think that concentrating on ourselves first, right, is being egotistical or egoistic or not really caring
selfish
about other people. But
yeah,
if you are trying to give to others out of your half empty cup, yeah, first of all, the water is a little stale and also it's empty. And then the gift that you could be to so many other people is not there. So what would it take for each and every one of us to fill our cup up, let it run over so that it's fresh, it's always renewed, and that there is always something there for us. Some of the ways that I invite people, tell me to, you know, stop if you'd like.
No, you're good.
To step into your life and see the world from your perspective and what's different about that. It's so easy. I mean, I can tell you 100 things in this moment about you that maybe you have acknowledged, some of them don't acknowledge it. It's easy for others to see our unique brand of magic, but are we willing to acknowledge it? And maybe we consider it as something that is a judgment. So I love that, you know, this chip, you actually called them and allowed yourself to receive that, not as a judgment, but as an invitation for you to step into your life. And so show me the magic, which is step one in the 7 steps, is about what is the way that you see the world that's different than others? What is it that you do that maybe everyone does? I mean, you probably get up in the morning, right? When you wake up and get up, you go and brush your teeth, but you probably do it in a different way than I do. And the way you talk or the way you share something, it might be the same story, it might be the same invitation, but it's a little bit different. And so when we are connected with ourselves, our bodies actually resonate, right, in line with our vibration, and who and what shows up in our lives is very different when we are connected, when we have stepped into our lives, when we have stepped in and seen the world from our perspective. Then we can step up and acknowledge some of our unique qualities, our unique possibilities, and acknowledge that if we are unique in a certain way, everybody else is too. And when we're talking about communication, when you're looking at somebody, even the most boring person in the world, how could you be in a body with all the molecules and the cells and the blood and the air and all that moving around and be boring? You must be unique. You must have a talent and ability. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, and it's in the eye of the beholder, right? I mean, they might be boring in that moment because they're not in alignment with what they should be doing.
And there's something that is actually knocking on their door that if you were not willing to be distracted by boredom, by anger, by fear, by guilt, by lots of these things in access consciousness, we call them the distractor implants. If you are not being distracted, right, by sadness, right, or depression, what would you be aware of? And especially in this particular time, there is so much going on in the world, so much that others are feeling. So it's today in particular, so many people have written that they're feeling a bit strange. They don't know what they want to do with their business. They don't, you know,
their lives.
Sessions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their lives.
You know, I think we were forced to slow down so we could look at things, you know, even though everyone's encouraged people to do that, we were forced to do it. And so it was there and it was present in front of us and we didn't have a choice.
Absolutely.
Get our big girl panties on and address it too. So I want to talk a little bit about mindset and body. Because what we're talking about here is just recognizing your gifts and being your genuine self and finding that inner person and slowing down a little bit, those types of things. You know, have you ever walked during the day and you feel like you're just a degree or two off, you know, one way or another? And I always see that as if I'm off kilter, slightly off kilter, then my mind and my body have not connected today. I've done something, something has hit me, right? Something has, maybe I read an email, maybe I got a voicemail, maybe somebody was nasty, maybe I didn't sleep well, and something is off. And I try to talk myself into it. I don't know why I'm off. I'm off. Things are good. Things are good. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. But it all seems to stay on the checkup from the neck up. And the association with the body is so important to get that off kilter back on track. Not literally, I don't walk around crooked, but you know, I think a lot of us work on our minds so much, but we let the body go. So how do we plug the two in?
Well, plug the two, we have minds, bodies, spirits, and these beings, that space between the molecules. Mm-hmm. And if you are willing, even for 10 seconds, when you wake up in the morning to connect to you, it can be something so simple. Some people do meditation. Some people do mantras. There's a great mantra, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. One of the things I invite people also to ask is just to touch your heart when you wake up and say, good morning, good morning, body.
Yeah.
And just when you actually can feel your heart beat, because a lot of times we are so disconnected. We're already, like you said, in our minds, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't feel your heartbeat. I remember I was at a conference that once and it was quite late and I had a speaking engagement and I had to wake up in the morning and go. And I really was in the car all dressed up. I wasn't present there. So I put my hand on my heart, could not feel my heart beating. So I put my hand on my pulse and I started counting the pulse. And something that simple, Jen, that simple.
Connection, yeah.
Even if, you know, you're concentrating, okay, one beep, bump, bump, one, that simple has you present with you. I remember years ago when I was living in New York, I said, okay, this presence thing, I really want to get what this is about. And, you know, I went to Martha's Vineyard and rode on my little crepid bike to the sea, to the ocean every morning and swam with the senior citizens, the polar bears. And, you know, on my way to the sea, I would see the birds and the kids running around and I'd swim and with the senior citizens. And when they left, I'd get down to doing, like you were saying, doing what I thought was required to be present with myself. Crystals out, you know, the tiger eyes and my books on meditation.
Right. I have to read this chapter of this and I have to write five gratitudes. Okay, I've done that. Now I need to do this. Now I need to drink water. You know, and it's becomes
exactly
right.
Exactly. And that for a month I did that. And of course, then I went back to New York. And as you do, you know, you write your little journal about that. And what I realized is how I was actually present every morning. Every morning I was going to the sea with the trees and enjoying nature and swimming in the ocean with the, you know, senior citizens. And when I was being present, I didn't have to do anything. But when I started doing what I thought was required, then it's disconnected. So the invitation is in the morning, whatever it takes, use one of these things that we have mentioned to you. And that way, when you start the day, actually, once you've stepped in, three steps up, and then you can step out in a very different way in the world. And once you have stepped in, it's an easy road back to you. And we've got to have that right road back to us because stuff shows up. You know what I mean? Stuff shows up. Things,
life shows
you know,
up.
People. Yeah, you might have a car might crash in front of you, you know, all these things. And it's like, okay, let me take a breath in.
Yeah.
Let me put my hand on my heart. Don't feel it. Let me put it on the pulse. Okay.
Yeah, I love that. And I think, you know, first of all, I just want to say, I love step in to step out. I love that. I have to step in to be one with myself before I can step out into the world and be prepared.
Yeah.
You know, this, when
and
you
step up, darling, step up also before stepping out, because when you step up, what you are willing to do is see you and see what is different about your talents and abilities and also those of others. So that when you step out there, you not lacking self-esteem, your authenticity, your self-confidence. And just like you, you can receive people's comments the way they communicate, which may not be the way you're used to it or the way that is friendly to you, but it does not diminish you and you never step back or step down.
That's a new book for you. Step up, step in, step out, step back.
That's actually step around. Three steps. You can find it. That's my three steps program. Yeah, there you go.
Well, and it's funny because what I was going to say is one of the things that I'm, you know, working on with my husband, because I'm very deep into prayer and then meditation, right? And then physical. But my husband, he doesn't breathe. Now, of course, he's breathing or he'd be dead, right? But a lot of us don't. We don't take deep breaths in and deep breaths out. And we're in this constant state of fight or flight or fear or fawning, right? We're in all of these states all day long. And it's so intense, right? It's so intense. And nobody's taking a deep breath, you know, a couple times. I mean, I do it pretty much all the time. I use my podcast to do it. So if you all are watching, you go back and watch some of my podcasts, you'll see me take deep breaths while someone's speaking, because we need to take those deep breaths to recenter throughout the day with our body.
Absolutely. And it is such a contribution health-wise to your body also. And just want to say, a lot of times how you recognize when you are connected with you, when you are present with you, is your breathing changes. You know,
it does.
So your body is communicating with you through breathing. And we're not saying, just for anyone listening, that you breathe incorrectly, because just as Jen said, if you're still alive, you're breathing just fine. This is just an invitation. For you, if you're willing to utilize that capacity you have and the way you do it in a different way, maybe you go into apnea or something, the way you do it in a different way, that to actually begin the transformation that you'd like to see. So you've succeeded in being alive. How can you then start to just survive, but to thrive?
Right. And I love breathing because it does take you out of whatever state you're in. It is an emotional change. You know, I was just laughing about this. We were talking about your body and getting connected. The older I get, I said to my husband a couple of days ago, I'm like, I don't understand it. How can I go to bed healthy and wake up injured? Right. Because the older I get, I wake up injured. So when I wake up, my body says, excuse me, my back hurts. Excuse me, you slept with your wrist folded down and now your wrist hurts today, right? And so my body pretty much takes charge for me. I don't really have to tell it anything. And it makes me think about my body. You know, it's the Absolutely. First thing that says it. And I just a funny little side note. I just think it's funny.
Yeah, no, I love that, because step two in my seven steps is talk to your body. So listen to your body. The way your body is communicating to you, right, is like you said, through that. And maybe you can say to the body, oh, I'm so sorry, body. What can I do for you today that would make you feel amazing?
Right.
And your body has so no judgment about you. And the moment that you begin engaging with your body, maybe I always invite people, what is the joke that you can tell your body that only the two of you would laugh at, because it's an experience you've had together that nobody else has had. And when you begin engaging with your body like that, you never get bored. Okay.
Oh my gosh. I have a story, but I'm not going to say it on the podcast. We'll do it in the green room afterwards. I'll tell you the
story.
As long as you don't use my name when you're telling this story in other places. Okay. So let's transition a little bit and talk about connection with people, so we got our body right. We got our mind right. We have our body right. Yeah. We feel our gift. We're centered. We've got our, vulnerability there. We have our confidence there. We are uniquely aware. And now we're about ready to go out and do. How can we transcend that into the relationships we have? Because I've had mornings where I am so centered. And then my husband calls me, right? And we've been married 38 years. He'll call me and I am just off kilter the rest of the day. He has just communicated with me in a way that just, you know, I was having such a great day. What the French toast, right? How do we create a boundary for ourselves to protect ourselves, but still have us allow the ability to communicate with people and respond?
Absolutely love this. And let me see if I can say it in a simple way. There is so much more that unites us than that separates us, first of all. And if we're, once we are connected with ourselves and once we are willing to acknowledge what's unique and different and sometimes quirky about us, right? Then we are willing to see when we get disconnected from ourselves, when we put up those walls and barriers, right? We put on that mask and we're, you know, being somebody that we think we're supposed to be. When we recognize that showing up in our bodies, when we, our bodies communicate, we feel a little uncomfortable, right? We can lower those barriers, right? And I do work with people showing them in a really easy way, just to lower those barriers and feel how your body gets more comfortable. And then we reconnect with people in a different way and we're willing to see it from their perspective. Because if somebody calls you and they are really being aggressive or annoying or not connecting with you, maybe you can see the world. What's going on with them? How much does it really have to do with you, how they're approaching you? And how much does it actually have to do with what's up for them? And when you don't have barriers up in that way, count to 10. Not out loud. You don't have to.
Hi, honey. One, two, count to 10.
Hello, you're not listening to me.
I'll get back to you in 10 seconds. Right.
Exactly. I'm just doing my meditation. I'm counting for a second, right? But just giving it a little bit of silence, watch how it changes them. That's the quick way of saying it. Watch how it changes what they say next. Because if we're willing actually to engage with people in a different way, right, than resistance, and not necessarily in the same way they are. And just ask yourself, I have lots of questions. That's also how my body will communicate to me, my awareness, my spirit, my being will communicate to me. What is it that I can say and respond in this moment to my husband of 38 years, like you say, that will have this communication be a lot more fun for me, you know?
Yeah,
you're asking yourself that.
Right, not measuring or not meeting them where they're at their heightened, whatever they're dealing with. I think sometimes that happens, you know, at least with marriages, you know, I think in the workplace, we're a lot better at that. You know, we're much, much better in the workplace. If someone's upset, we're much better at calming them down and being the voice of reason. But in relationships that are tight, you know, we take them for granted and we meet them where they're at. And I think you bring up a good point. In fact, when you've said that, I haven't counted, just so you know, I haven't counted to 10 or anything, but I have met him at a lower frequency to bring his frequency down. And then we were able to better communicate, but it was because I initiated it. You know, we can't rely on the fact that everyone else is going to initiate it. So we have to be the leader in that relationship. We have to be the leader of our own being in order to make that happen.
Exactly. And what is the objective in doing that? So that you and your life and your day can be more pleasant.
Yes.
And just by having first stepping in, right, to you, that allows you to step up in a very different way. So that when you're stepping out, you're not offending anyone else and you're actually engaging with them in a really great way. So people think a lot of times, oh, if I'm connecting with me, I'm spending so much time on me, but how much is that a contribution to others? And I love that you said that, Jen. It's like with work and in business, yes, we're willing to be that and do that for others. What about people who have been with us for 38 years? Hello, or 8 years or 6 months? Hello. What is it that, what's the gift that we can be for them? And how much will that help us for the next 38 years?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Well, and it's amazing how that comfort level also allows for them to, my husband's Italian, so this is why he'll come in, blah, 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 you know. But, you know, there's...
My husband's Italian too. So
yeah. So there's this level.
We can talk, right? Darling.
Yeah. So there's this level of confidence that he comes in that I'm just going to take anything that he's bringing. And when I come right at him with it, then it, you know, can escalate because he's just always in that high state. He says all the time, why can't it be easy? Why does everything have to be difficult? And I go, because you keep saying that. That's why.
Right? Can I tell you this? Once, a few years ago, we were sitting at the table having dinner and my husband, he's Italian as well. He was saying to me, this is what you need to do with your business. You need to do this. And I think you need to do this. And you do this. He didn't even say, I think you need to do this. This is what you have to do. And blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay. And then I was like, no, I am not doing that. That is not the way I'm doing it. He said, oh, calm down.
Oh, yeah.
It's your business. You're successful in your business. This is just the way I'm sharing my, you know, some suggestions. This is just the way I talk. And I was like, this is just the way you share it, you know? So if we're willing to see things from other people's perspective, how they do, you could say, take a moment for a second, darling. I'm really loving that you're sharing all this with me. Can you just take a moment for a second? Or maybe you get a call. You pretend you have a call. They calm down for a second and you can reapproach the conversation. But it was so interesting that he said that to me. Hey, why are you reacting like that? Of course, this is just a suggestion.
I was meeting where you're at. Yeah. That tendency, instead of really recognizing that, you know, we don't have to meet everyone where they're at. And again, we certainly would not do that in the workplace. Okay. Well, listen, it has been a pleasure. Can you believe we have really gone over time now?
No, I'm sorry.
We're having so much fun. I know we're having so much fun, but you know, I know that you have a free gift for everybody. Tell us a little bit about the gift. We'll have the link in the show notes, but tell everyone about what they could get with the free gift that you've offered on your website.
Wouldn't it be lovely to have a cup of coffee together? And so what I have prepared for you is a cup of coffee, a coffee with Cass. And talking about some of the topics that we've been talking about now and sharing some of my experiences and inviting you to look at it in a very different way. So the gift that is Jen Perfect is called Coffee with Cass. And that is
awesome. That's awesome. And so as we leave today, what would you like to embark on? Well, I shouldn't even embark. What would you like to share with everyone? If there's one thought that you could leave today based on our conversation, you know, someone who's exploring this conscious unconsciousness or bringing it to consciousness and saying, got to get a little bit more control back into my person before I can go out and do this new business, before I can go out and network, before I can try to speak on stage, before I can talk to my kids. What advice do you want to give them today? What words of wisdom?
Absolutely. I mean, thank you for that question. When we talk about consciousness, this is just a little gift for you. Consciousness is who and what we are. So it's not about teaching you consciousness. It's about letting melt down all of the form and structure and significance that you're giving to building your life, so that you can actually access your consciousness and be empowered by that, to know that you know what is right for you. And once you're willing to be connected with your vibration, you will see everything that's already there for you on a silver platter, just waiting for you to choose it. And you don't have to decide it. It's a little bit different if you just choose it. Because if it's not working, you can choose something else without going into the wrongness of you. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. Thank you so much. It was beautiful. Very well said. So Cass, it's been a pleasure chatting with you so much. This is a space that I absolutely love being in. And this is why this podcast is Success to Significance, because it's the mechanics and then the mindset. It's both. And it can't just be one-sided. So I so appreciate it. I hope that everyone who's listening has gained something from today's podcast, and that you reach out to Cass and have some coffee with her, get her books, find out with her. I can't wait to get Dancing with Riches. That's probably one of my favorite ones that I want to get. And I just thank you for sharing this in the world. And I know you're making a big impact over there in Europe. I saw on your website, you've got tons of events coming up. So go visit her website and make sure that you get involved if this is something that resonates with you. And again, thank you so much for sharing time with us today. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for being on the planet the same time I am. I'm really happy.
Well, hey, you're welcome. And it was my mom and dad's doing, not mine.
Are you sure?
Someone else's.
Are you sure? Did you choose them?
Thanks again, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode.
You've been listening to Success to Significance with Jen Duplessis, the number one podcast for people wanting to give more value and make an impact. Loved this episode? Be sure to subscribe right now at www.jenduplessis.com/S2S for more stories, strategies, and thoughts to help you gain significance and success. And if you like what we're doing, don't forget to give us a rating and review so we can continue to bring you the best content possible. Join us next week for another breakthrough episode. Thank you for listening.